Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about legal red flags and deal breakers. We covered undisclosed litigation, title defects, problematic lease provisions, and when to walk away from a deal. Today, we're talking about third-party reports. At CREI Partners, we don't rely on the seller's word. We verify everything with independent third-party experts. Third-party reports are the backbone of professional due diligence. They give you objective, expert analysis of the property's condition, value, and risks. At CREI Partners, third-party reports are not a box to check. They are how we pressure test the story the seller is telling. These reports are an investment in clarity. In most cases, they cost far less than the mistakes they help you avoid. A comprehensive set of third-party reports can cost $20,000 to $50,000 or more, depending on the size and complexity of the property. But if you skip third-party reports to save money, you are increasing risk without actually knowing what you bought. Let me walk you through the most important third-party reports. Third-party report number one, appraisal. An appraisal is an independent estimate of the property's market value. The appraiser analyzes the property's physical characteristics, recent sales of comparable properties, the property's income and expenses, and market conditions. The appraisal tells you whether you're paying a fair price for the property. If the appraisal comes in below your purchase price, you may be overpaying. Lenders often size loans based on the lower of appraised value or purchase price, along with debt service coverage and other underwriting metrics. If the appraisal comes in low, you may need to bring more equity to the deal. Appraisal costs vary based on property size. Small properties under 50 units typically cost $2,500 to $5,000. Medium properties, 50 to 200 units, cost $5,000 to $10,000. Large properties over 200 units can cost $10,000 to $20,000 or more. Red flags include appraisals that come in significantly below purchase price, weak comparable sales, or income assumptions that don't match your underwriting. Third-party report number two, property condition assessment. A property condition assessment is a comprehensive inspection of the property's physical condition. The PCA identifies deferred maintenance, estimates immediate repair needs, and forecasts capital expenditures over the next 12 months and 5 years. The PCA tells you what repairs and capital expenditures you'll need to make. If the PCA identifies $500,000 in deferred maintenance, you need to budget for those costs in your underwriting. Lenders may use the PCA to determine repair escrows or reserve requirements, especially if immediate issues are identified. PCA costs vary by property size. Small properties under 50 units typically cost $3,000 to $5,000. Medium properties cost $5,000 to $10,000. Large properties can cost $10,000 to $20,000 or more. Red flags include major structural defects, roofs at end of useful life, HVAC systems needing immediate replacement, extensive deferred maintenance, or total capital expenditure needs that exceed your budget. Third-party report number three, Phase 1 environmental site assessment. A Phase 1 environmental site assessment investigates potential environmental contamination. It includes a site inspection, review of historical records, review of regulatory databases, and identification of recognized environmental conditions. The Phase 1 identifies potential environmental risks that could result in expensive cleanup costs. Lenders commonly require Phase 1 assessments on most commercial properties. Phase 1 assessments typically cost $2,000 to $5,000, depending on property size and complexity. If the Phase 1 identifies recognized environmental conditions, you may need to order a Phase 2 to determine the extent of contamination. Red flags include on-site contamination, historical use as a gas station or dry cleaner, contamination on nearby properties, or regulatory violations. Third-party report number 4, Phase 2 environmental site assessment. A Phase 2 involves soil sampling, groundwater testing, and laboratory analysis to determine if contamination is present. The Phase 2 quantifies the extent of contamination and the cost to remediate. If contamination exceeds regulatory standards, you'll need to budget for cleanup costs. Phase 2 assessments typically cost $10,000 to $100,000 or more, depending on the scope of investigation. Red flags include contamination exceeding regulatory standards, widespread contamination, groundwater contamination, or unknown sources of contamination. Third-party report number 5, survey. An ALTA survey is a comprehensive map of the property showing property boundaries, buildings and improvements, easements and encroachments, and utilities and access points. The survey confirms the property boundaries and identifies any encroachments or easements. If there are boundary disputes or encroachments, they need to be resolved before closing. ALTA surveys typically cost $3,000 to $10,000 or more, depending on property size and complexity. Red flags include encroachments, property smaller than expected, easements that affect your use, setback violations, or missing legal access to public roads. Third-party report number 6, roof and HVAC inspections. Roof and HVAC inspections assess the condition and remaining useful life of these critical systems. Roof replacement is one of the most expensive capital expenditures, and HVAC systems are expensive to replace. These inspections are often included in the property condition assessment, but separate specialists may be recommended for detailed analysis. Roof inspections typically cost $500 to $2,000. HVAC inspections cost $500 to $2,000, depending on the number of units. Red flags include systems at or near end of useful life, active leaks or water damage, extensive deterioration, or systems not functioning properly. Third-party report number 7, market study. A market study provides data on local market conditions, comparable properties, and achievable rents. It analyzes comparable properties, market vacancy rates, supply and demand, rent growth projections, and recommendations for optimal rent levels. The market study tells you what rents you can realistically achieve and what occupancy levels to expect. If you're underwriting to rents that are higher than market, your projections will be wrong. Market studies typically cost $2,000 to $10,000, depending on scope and detail. Red flags include market rents significantly lower than your underwriting, high vacancy rates, significant new supply coming online, or declining rent growth. Which reports are required versus optional? Typically required by lenders: appraisal, property condition assessment, Phase 1 environmental assessment, survey, and seismic or structural reports in seismic zones. Typically optional but recommended: Phase 2 environmental assessment if Phase 1 identifies recognized environmental conditions. Separate roof and HVAC inspections if not included in PCA, market study, and zoning report. How to manage third-party reports. Here are best practices. Order reports early in the due diligence period. Use qualified professionals with experience in your asset class and market. Provide clear scope of work. Review reports carefully. Don't just skim the executive summary. Share reports with your team. Use reports to negotiate with the seller. Budget for report costs in your acquisition budget. And don't skip reports to save money. These reports are an investment in clarity. In most cases, they cost far less than the mistakes they help you avoid. How third-party reports affect your underwriting. Third-party reports directly impact your underwriting. They verify or adjust your purchase price. They identify capital expenditure needs that must be budgeted. They affect your financing. Lenders may require reserves or escrows based on findings. They validate your market assumptions. And they identify risks that affect returns. Experienced sponsors do not underwrite off assumptions alone. They underwrite off verified findings. Third-party reports are the backbone of professional due diligence. They provide objective, expert analysis that helps you make informed investment decisions. At CREI Partners, third-party reports are not a box to check. They are how we pressure test the story the seller is telling. The most important third-party reports include appraisals, property condition assessments, Phase 1 and Phase 2 environmental assessments, surveys, roof and HVAC inspections, and market studies. Order reports early. Use qualified professionals. Review reports carefully. And use the findings to negotiate with the seller or adjust your underwriting. Don't skip reports to save money. These reports are an investment in clarity. In most cases, they cost far less than the mistakes they help you avoid. Tomorrow, we're talking about the go, no-go decision. We'll cover how to evaluate all your due diligence findings and decide whether to move forward with the deal or walk away. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.